the 4Bs Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Hi, we're the Carisbrook crew, and this week's podcast consists of Daniel chatting about Sea of Thieves and me chatting about Roblox. Anyway, let's get started.
Hello there, my name is Daniel March, and today I'm going to be reviewing Sea of Thieves. Now, Sea of Thieves is a first-person action-adventure game where you sail an expansive world in a pirate ship, looting outposts, battling enemy pirate ships, and making alliances with others, all while trying to become as rich as possible. Now, Sea of Thieves isn't really a story-based game. There is a very long campaign, roughly explained the lore of the game, called Tall Tales. Now, you play Sea of Thieves by raiding ships and outposts to get resources and loot, which you sell to island traders to get money so you can customise you and your ship. Now, Sea of Thieves has an age rating of 12, and it was made by the game studio Rare. Overall, Sea of Thieves is a really fun and enjoyable game to play with friends, but it's really boring on your own, and I rate it 7 out of 10. That's all for this week. Join me next week where I'm going to be reviewing Deer Simulator.
Hey, my name is Toby Brett Hill, and today we're going to be talking about Roblox. Roblox is a blocky online game platform and game creation system developed by Roblox Corporation. It allows users to program games and play games created by other users. It came out on the 1st of September 2006, and it has won such awards as the Kids' Choice Award for Favorite Video Game and the BAFTA Games Award for EE Mobile Game of the Year. It has an age rating of 7+, and I rate it an 8.5 out of 10. Join me next week where we're talking about Call of Duty.